Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast here with CJ Stroud, talking about his family. He's been spending a lot of time in L.A. this offseason, gotten to see his family way more this offseason than the last few years, because the NFL actually gives you a couple months off, unlike being a student at Ohio State University. Here was CJ Stroud. Take a listen to which family member he's been kicking it the most with lately.
Yeah, family. You know, I don't really... Everything is too much or too little, you know. I mean, it's kind of like how I grew up. I mean, I always have been with my family. I mean, they're my core family, you know. So I love my family. They've been there. They would be here even without football, you know. So I'm super blessed to have them and my mother, you know. They've been amazing. And, you know, my little dog Oreo has been kicking it with me the last couple of days. He's a toy poodle. He's 19 years old. So he's an old dog. And he's been kicking it with me. And hopefully he'll have another 19 years. But yeah, man, family's everything. You know, it's been amazing to spend more time with them. I told my mom, I mean, this is the most I've ever spent time with my family since really like high school. You know, going to college, being in Ohio, I never really had that much time. So it's been amazing.
19 years old, Oreo.
This is what I worry about with CJ is that the, you know, the typical lifespan of a toy poodle is 10 to 18 years. If CJ got this toy poodle when he was 4 or 5 years old, then he might not realize or know that dogs don't live to be 38 years old.
Yeah.
You know, he was most likely just saying like, hey, hopefully in under 19 years, like I hope CJ's prepared for, you know, the worst. It just, I don't want this to, I would hate for him to have to like be blindsided by this if something happens to little Oreo.
Can I just tell you, when I was actually watching this press conference yesterday while I was exercising, and he got to that part of the press conference, and the machine I was on was making kind of noise, so there were certain things like I couldn't quite hear and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And when he got to the part, I didn't hear that the whatever entity he was talking about that was 19 years old was a dog.
Oh, and you hope that you thought he was talking about a person?
Yeah, and he goes, I hope he gets another 19. I'm like, wow, boy.
Well, he's thinking that awful jovially.
Yeah. Like, man, I hope he gets another 19. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, man, this is either somebody who is suffering from something really bad where another 19 years would be a gift, or it's someone who lives a pretty reckless lifestyle.
Yeah, lives a reckless life, and why is CJ hanging out with him?
Exactly.
Turns out it's Oreo, the toy poodle. I think we're okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Nothing more gangster than that.
Right.
Yeah, not
that I want to revel in the low expected or life expectancy of dogs. I don't, but I was glad to hear it wasn't a person.
I got a 19-year-old toy poodle, and I'm guessing that does he travel? I don't, is he...
Maybe it's a Houston.
He, Is he in Houston? Well, he was in L.A., though. He might have been hanging out with him out in California before he came back.
Probably.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a mystery. I'm not sure.
Now people are going to be afraid to inquire after Oreo on this. You ask, yeah. It's kind of like these days. I don't bother asking anybody, like, how's your wife? If I haven't seen somebody in five or 6 years at our age,
dude.
I don't ask, hey, how's the wife? I'll wait for them to either tell me about whatever happened or if everything's great or whatever.
I've gotten not just marriage, but like jobs or kids or anything.
Yeah.
Like I am a very like feel it out kind of person, you know, just to get or check Facebook. Like, okay, let's see. Oh, they were at this event like 2 weeks ago. I guess it's safe. I guess it's safe to dip my toe in the how's so and so doing water. You know what I mean?
I did. You know the last time I did that, Sean? I was at a football game, and I ran into one of my cousins that I don't see much anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his father is my great uncle. And I said, yeah, so how's your dad doing anyway? Oh, yeah, he died 9 months ago. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that on Facebook now that you mention it.
Yeah, what's the follow-up to that? How did you pull that one out of a nose?
I said no bleep. I was like, no bleep.
Yeah, that's good. Good job. That's a good job, Seth.
And I said, I don't know, he left a good life or something. Yep. And then I slapped him on the shoulder and I sent him on his way.
Yep. We say all this to say, pray for Oreo, all right? Pray for Oreo. C.J. Stroud, he's got a lot of teammates that are going to be in the draft this year, former Ohio State teammates, that is, including Marvin Harrison Jr. Why should Marvin Harrison Jr. be the number one wide receiver taken in this draft?
Why should it be Marv? Put on the tape. he's done it from really his freshman year, his true freshman year, to now. When you talk about, I read something like he's NFL ready, but other guys have more potential. That makes no sense. Like what? Like if you're NFL ready, how is that not potential? You know, like you want longevity. You want somebody who's been doing it. You know, and for him, that's what he sleeps, eats, and he breathes. You know, he's a worldly talent, but also his work ethic and, you know, how he gravitates like that room. I challenged him that last year when Jackson went down, he had to take over as leader, and he did that. You know, he's not really vocal, but he became vocal, and you can see his personality start to come out as he started to play more. And, you know, for me, I mean, I think I would love to play with him again. I know I probably won't get that opportunity for a while, but, you know, I'm super, super proud of him. And, man, who's up there, man? Be smart. Don't be dumb. Don't think too hard.
Don't think too hard. Yeah, I'm sure they won't. I'm sure they haven't been thinking too hard for 3 months since they started, right? I hear too many times like scouts or former scouts say, like, yeah, most of the time you realize, well, my first impression was correct. And then they leave out the part where they're like, but to justify my salary.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We have to think and meet about this
forever.
I got to
fill these 16 hours each day. Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think that you mentioned earlier that, you know, you're surprised sometimes by athletes and how they think so much differently about it than fans or sports media in a lot of ways. And I think when it comes to the draft, especially there, like for CJ, the notion that somebody would be pro ready but not have the upside of some of these other guys, it's kind of like a foreign concept to him. He'd never heard something so stupid.
Yeah.
I would share that. Like, it's when you're a player and you're not really watching and consuming this stuff, like the whole concept of a high ceiling, low floor, high ceiling, high floor, low ceiling, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not something that's in your world.
No.
You know, like you just don't think about it that way.
I,
so for if somebody were to say to Marvin, say, yeah, well, CJ, they think Marvin Harrison is a high floor, but perhaps a lower ceiling than some of these guys, he's going to think it's the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah. When he said that at the very end, like he said, you know, don't think too hard. And I heard that cut. I'm going, CJ, go read some scouting report. Boy, the things they say about your fluid hips as you're throwing, the things they say about your hand size, you know, the things they say, like the little catchphrases that they have for stuff. Your mind would be blown by how much this stuff is overthought.
You know what also, though, what word did he use? It sounded like worldly. Did he mean like world league?
I didn't in that cut right there. I don't.
Yeah, recall. Yeah. It was kind of like when Trump. This is one of the many things he shares in common with Donald Trump. I think, as people are always pointing out, it was like it sounded like when Trump will say "big league," but it sounds like "bigly."
Yeah,
like that.
Oh yeah.
Ben, run that back and find out which part I'm talking about in
okay.
there.
Play it again, at some Ben. Point. Play it again. Yeah. Jukebox time.
Why should it be Marv? Put on the tape. He's done it from really his freshman year, his true freshman year, to now. When you talk about, I read something like he's NFL ready, but other guys have more potential. That makes no sense. Like, what? Like, if you're NFL ready, how is that not potential? You know, like, you want longevity. You want somebody who's been doing it, you know. And for him, that's what he sleeps, eats, and he breathes. You know, he's a worldly talent, but also he just
– worldly talent?
I'd say worldly. I think he means like all world, like, you know, like
he's, okay, all yeah, world like talent.
A, yeah,
world,
that's okay. That's what I read.
I think he's a world league talent. I think he's no better than playing for the Rhine Fire. Is what I'm telling you. I think there's the Scottish Claymores, and that's nothing and nothing more than that.
Yep.
Okay. The London, who were the London, the meat broilers or
I
something?
Forget.
Meat
yeah. It's something. Yeah, but even worldly. Like, worldly means, like, he's well-traveled. Anyways, I think I know.
Worldly
I think
can be an insult in religious circles.
Can it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to be worldly. You don't want to be too worldly.
Okay.
Stay away from the world. Just stay in your nice little cloister there and feed what we feed you. You know, read what we sell you.
Yeah. Oh, I see. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We head into the 9 o'clock hour. I would say the Texans have had a really good offseason. They've gotten a lot of compliments on some of the things they've done at certain positions. There's one position in particular they're not getting a lot of praise for, and D'Amico Ryans answered what they look for there. Does what they have match what they look for? We will discuss next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.